brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now, we don't know if this is more government disinfo. It's from Fox 25. We also have a source in WNET out of Scranton about National Guard being mobilized in those areas. This is Fox 25. U.S. Marshals served search warrant to seize Brown's dental office. U.S. Marshals Service says a supporter of the fugitives was detained near the Browns' home this morning and that they served a federal warrant to seize Elaine Brown's dental office. Now, if they were on the property or near it and grabbed this guy while he was walking the dog, that could be a cover for him, or it probably means he's a good guy, a hero. But that means that they've done an abortive coup, and I said this in the first hour. I said, just because they've surrounded, just because they're evacuating nearby houses, doesn't mean they'll move in. They'll come in, and they'll, like a pit bull grabbing a little puppy. It'll grab it and bite it and then let go and then grab it again. We saw this in Indianapolis Baptist Temple. I've seen this MO before they invaded Panama. They did drills for months where they'd act like they were going to invade till the Panamanians finally stood down when the real attack came. Now they do this. They cry wolf, so we'll put out the report and be seen as crying wolf. You understand? They'll send a wolf out, we'll report it, and then people say, well, where's the wolf? By the time the media's done, they'll say there was never police, nobody was ever out there. But I got AP, I got local news, they are there. And this could be another shill, because if they've already engaged and grabbed people off, you know, near the property or on the property, and they've already shut down roads and evacuating houses, they're probably still moving in. That's what my gut tells me, but it may be wrong because they may not know what they're going to do. Jack McClam, with your military and police experience, and with you also, Pastor Butch Paul, with your experience, what do you think with this new intel? What's your gut level on that?
You asking me or Jack, Alex?
Both of you. Jack?
Jack, I don't hear Jack. But I don't know exactly and what's happening. Obviously, I'm not there, but I think this is another practice maneuver with the feds, with the military. This is getting people used to
it's
the
a
idea.
Laboratory. It's a laboratory.
Absolutely. This is another practice. They're getting better at it. Now, you have to give them credit where credit's due. They're getting good at this. They do it almost undercover. They take the press out. They go in and do it, and then the news cleans it up for them. These people are radicals. They had a compound. They probably had bombs in the house. They had weapons in the house, probably machine guns. Just like they did at Ruby Ridge and Waco.
That's what they did. No. They're painting them as demons.
Yes.
And this is all, they got a compound. There's a bomb truck. They got bombs. They're not human. Jack McClam? Did we lose Jack?
Apparently we lost Jack. But
you know what? I think he walked away from his mic. He's probably got some new intel coming in. Just put him on hold. He'll be I'll keep him live for when he comes back. I can hear background stuff in his compound, his home. But Jack, I mean, it's just Butch. This is unbelievable.
He's there now.
Jack, this is just in. It sounds like disinfo. Either way, I said first hour, they could move in, evacuate everybody, grab this guy off the property, and then say they're not raiding his house right now. Clearly, they have surrounded it now for a siege, it looks like. And to keep the press and media and citizens back, they're saying it's all over, but saying that they're staying in place. This from Fox 25. We've seen this before, haven't we, Jack?
You better believe it. I was there at Ruby Ridge and saw the 500 militarized troops there. But what we have here is could very well be a psyops operation where they're trying to get us headed that way to where they can cause a martial law scenario. So they're putting out this information.
Yeah, I smell a big, fat, gigantic, stinking rat, which I felt earlier at the start of the show. Who knows who we can trust in all of this?
That's right. We can only trust our Lord and ourselves. But anyway, I'm saying that it is not over, okay, until we fire our guns. Because then the First Amendment is gone, and they love that. That's exactly what they want. And they want us to shut down the system that's awakening hundreds of thousands of people a day across...
We'll be right back. Stay with us, Jack McClam and Butch Paul. I'm Alex Jones.
If
6 year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Wright discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're working on getting a state representative who's been pro Ed Brown and Lane Brown on. It's clear there's a siege going on. AP, two newspapers, and two different TV stations, three TV stations, have reported that they have blocked it off for miles, evacuating houses, have moved in with, now it looks like, hundreds of state and federal terrorist forces, literally. I mean, just goon military forces. Look how cowardly they are. I mean, six guys could go in and, you know, if they were properly trained, you know, just evil scum and you know, deal with a man and a woman. But no, they're just, you saw them at, when they get the feds tell them to stand down when they pulled that op in Virginia a few months ago. They just do it, waddling around with their machine guns. I mean, if they ever run up against anybody who's really ready to engage them, those guys are in deep trouble because their hearts are beating so fast, they're so cowardly. They don't shift into the animal mode of engaging. I've sat there and assessed them. They don't engage, most of them. Now, and I've watched old films and talked to old cops and you know, seen a lot of old street fight footage and shootouts. Cops, you should just run in. Of course, that was because they were going up against bad guys. They had the good guy attitude. You know, they had that tribal defense mode. These other guys are doing it to be bullies and to be tough guys. You can't be powerful, really powerful, when you're driven by that. Jack, is that not your experience? Butch, is that not your experience?
Bullies will bully as long as you can. But I'll make one quick announcement. I on my program tonight, 9 o'clock Eastern, on Genesis, on different stations and on shortwave, on my broadcast tonight, I'm going to cancel a guest. I'm not going to have a guest on. I'm going to have the lines open for updates on this. So anybody wants to call in tonight on my program at 800-259-5000. 5791, 9 p.m. Eastern. We're going to do an update.
Absolutely. In fact, I'm going to attempt on the other Genesis shows today to be calling in and help the different shows with reports.
You call in, please, if you hear anything else. And Jack, you're on the air hour before I am. You please feel free to call in, too, and share, because the Lord bless me with a lot of outlets here now, and I want to get the news out there. So tonight, 9 o'clock, we should have a whole lot more stories of this. So my hour will be open tonight at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern.
Good.
800-259-5791.
Continual coverage here on the GCN Radio Network. I want to still get Luke Radowski on because he interviewed Ed 3 days ago on Monday before they went to the Republican convention and got arrested themselves with Matt Lepasic and Matt and everybody else. And that was witnessed by the American Freedom of Fascism reporters with the Loose Change crew. And I meant to get the father on who was standing up against 9/11 with a sign. So they CPS took his son and said, you're not allowed to. This is key now. And I want to go back and recap everything that's happened and what we know is happening right now. But this is key. A law enforcement technology magazine 4 years ago, I'll never forget it, said this is a federal guideline. And then they were talking about documents they'd seen, similar documents we've seen, we've put out. It's been now in the AP. But this is some separate stuff that said in there, if someone has a Get Us Out of the UN sticker on their car, they are a terrorist. It said are a terrorist. They are to be arrested. And it said police chiefs, call the feds in, interrogate them, look for weapons, at least arrest them, and bring them in for questioning. Now, Butch, you put out a newsletter that's mainly mainstream articles. It's really thick. It's excellent. I get it. And, read it. It's just got stuff I never even found, but most of it's mainstream. Just a big, thick compilation of news and important things that happened. But regardless of what it was, you now have had two different listeners arrested who had it. And then you told me, if I'm correct, you were talking fast as we were excited, that you called the cops that did this and they said, you're going to be arrested?
No, one of the gentlemen was stopped by one of the cops from Pennsylvania, name is George, called me today. The cop that stopped him and saw the magazine said, that's subversive material, and this time next year, you'll be arrested if that's found in your possession.
Now, didn't you say that somebody else got taken in for 5 hours?
In Ohio, a guy named Howard was at our seminar this past weekend, was stopped by the police. They saw my magazine first, and then they saw a POC Constitution, they saw a roadmap. They called the FBI Terrorism Task Force. The FBI, he's arrested, taken down to the police station. Then when the FBI come, they took him into another office, ankle cuffed him to a chair, and interrogated him for 5 hours and said, well, he looks like you're part of a militia because from my news magazine is the picture of the Minuteman.
Which, by the way, is at state capitals everywhere in the U.S. Capitol. I mean, that's just the symbol of a guy with a gun.
But they said because this, by the way, as you mentioned, this brochure has been out for years. Anyone is called an anti-government group. If you have, for example, bumper stickers that say gun control equals enslavement, or the Constitution has been subverted, or
they say that.
Yeah,
or you believe in the Bilderberg group or an international conspiracy. I mean, let me just stop you. In America, in the 20 loopholes in the immigration bill, which, by the way, is not dead, that is pure bull. Okay, they're going to bring it back up next week. Okay, then they just like 2 weeks ago, they claimed it was dead and tried to vote it today. This is the military tactics, just like they're saying he's not surrounded now, but everybody's evacuated and he is surrounded with Ed Brown. This is all military tactics where they say this is not an assault as they're killing you, just enough so you hesitate, that moment of hesitation, and they win. In the bill, we read the subsections yesterday, child molester illegal aliens are allowed in, unlimited. I'm not kidding, it's in the subsection. Any MS-13 gang members are allowed in. It actually says it. Okay, you could not make this up. It actually says total blanket amnesty for 12 years, not 6, they've doubled it, for anyone that wants to be here, total unlimited skilled and unskilled visas, total end, total legalization, Social Security cards on the first visit, unlimited legalization. That's all okay, while these groups run around saying this is Mexico. And openly saying it on big radio-owned stations, that isn't even owned by, Mexicans. But then, if you've got a pocket constitution, anybody that doubts it, it's in Road to Tyranny. That happened in 2000, Abby Newman. They found a pocket constitution. They found a Harrison Ford video, Patriot Games. The word Patriot first got them upset. They're so dumb, folks. These are state police. This isn't me. It's on tape. These are so evil. Okay, but so stupid. And they say, this is paraphernalia, this is contraband, should we charge her for that? And one of them thinks and goes, maybe she's allowed to have that. You evil piece of filth. This is America. You swore an oath to that. Jack McClam, what is it like for you to know that cops nationwide, when they see the Constitution, start getting upset? What is wrong with them? How in the hell are they that stupid? Forgive me. Oh man, the revolution's on, folks. How have we gotten to this point, Jack McClam?
Well, brother, I'll tell you, I see the other side. I see contact from our police and soldiers that are waking up to this conspiracy and this evil treason that's going on. But of course, I do know we contact police officers.
You've got a phone off the hook at your office. Somebody's listening at your office. Yeah, what happened is somebody at your office was listening on the other line. Jack, can you get them to hang up?
But if anybody is listening on the other line, please hang up.
They didn't know. They were listening, and then they didn't hang it up right. Or something's going on. The Butch, hey, do you have somebody off the...
For you as well, either.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to put you both on...
No one's on my line here, no.
Jack, can you hang up and call us right back? I've got to do it. Get Jack back on. I want him for the rest of the hour, but we can't do this.
I'm on the ISDN line, so nobody's on this line.
Yeah, go ahead and let Jack go. Okay, that's the network sending me an off-the-hook tone.
Okay.
Now, was that the network or was that Jack? Okay, get him back. John's doing literally answering the phones, running the show, and he is trying to get me different press reporters and different people from inside. But Jack, I think it was Jack's phone, actually, because it was really low. What is it like? I mean, I'm not kidding, cops. Maybe you haven't a higher-level detective or a state trooper. You haven't been in this training. They say founding fathers are terrorists, Christians are enemies of America, on video. I was in Kansas City in the classroom with FEMA teaching it. We had the preachers on last year, Butch, where
yes.
they're teaching them to
yes.
tell your martial law's
yes.
coming, tell people turn your guns in. They're not joking, folks. They're moving.
That's happening. And then, by the way, the gentleman who was arrested in Ohio asked the FBI agents when he was being interrogated, didn't you all not take an oath to uphold the Constitution? Why is it all of a sudden a piece of literature that's controversial? No answer, of course. But this, again, is obviously, as Jack said, this is probably a psychops. I have no doubt this is. It is mind control. This is mind control. This is people control. Fear is control. And we don't fear him, and I realize, and obviously neither does Ed and Elaine. But again, Jack talked about the First Amendment. I'm all for that. Hallelujah for the First Amendment. But how about the Second Amendment? What's it there for? I mean, is it there for us to hold reserve until they murder some more of us? I don't know. I'm asking a question. This is a sincere question on my heart and mind.
Well, all I'm saying is we need to wait and see what happens with all this.
I agree. That's why tonight, 9 o'clock, folks listening, please tonight, tune in to our broadcast.
I understand, but we will. We're going to plug that before you leave us. I've got a bunch of other numbers and contacts here for reporters. Do we have Jack McClam back? Okay, we'll get him back on. And Luke Radowski also interviewed him, InfoWars.com reporter on Monday. That video interview is up on the web. We're getting links to that. Continual coverage of all this at PrisonPlanet.com. And don't forget, we're going to have a protest against the New World Order, against Waco, and against what's happening to Ed and Elaine Brown tonight here in Austin, Texas, at the governor's mansion with the Bilderberg traitor, Rick Perry. I'm calling for a Logan Act investigation for a clear felony violation of it. I'm calling for an official investigation by grand juries of this. And we're going to be down there tonight exposing the governor. I mean, we're in their face, folks. We're asking for it. That's what we're doing. And, we're putting ourselves in the way of the fist, but they're intimidated right now is what they're trying to make their move. 7 o'clock down there in front of the governor's mansion, right off 11th Street. Just go to the Capitol, go to the governor's mansion. You can't miss it. I want to see you there tonight. Call three of your friends and bring them. I know it's spontaneous. I just announced it yesterday. I want to see everybody there today. I want to see you there at 7 o'clock, and then I'll call in and report, to you, Butch, later. I got a bunch of other, numbers here. To call with people that have talked to Ed and Elaine Brown. Reportedly, we'll find out what happens there. We know this. The feds and the state police with armored vehicles, drones, helicopters moved in. We know a drone was there last night. We know they evacuated for upwards of over a mile. This says for several miles in the newspaper that they've got checkpoints blocking people. They're saying, don't worry, we're not raiding this compound.
I understand that, Alex. A mile away in New Hampshire, they can't see anything. It's wooded. It's hilly. It's not like a mile away in Texas where it's flat level in some places. No one can get them with any kind of camera. Too far away.
Well, in Waco, they kept them a mile and a half away, but
yes,
the Germans still got the video of them.
New Hampshire, so wooded, though, they can't see that far away. Let's do it by airplane.
You know, this is where the Patriots fought the Redcoats, right there in the same spot. The live free or die state, and that's what Ed Brown and Lane Brown are doing right now. Continual coverage as new developments break on the other side.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. June 7, 2007, gold 688.83. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for 689.83, 340, 35 for half, 170.18 for quarter. That's 689.83, 340, 15, and 170.18. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Carcy's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Day after day, alone on a hill.
We don't know what the truth is. The man with the food. We know the feds have surrounded. They've evacuated for over a mile. We know there's armored vehicles, helicopters, paramilitary, terror forces. Literally, these are America-killing forces. These are occupiers of the foreign banks that completely own this country and have run us into the ground by design and demonized our name worldwide. Now, U.S. Marshals are saying they served a search warrant on his wife's dental office and that they've surrounded the house, but they're not planning to raid it. Total lie. They're just waiting to see what happens. Who knows? There was a report that Butch got that the place had been burnt down. We know they do that. That was unconfirmed. We don't know. There's an individual named Drew Raines, who I'm told has talked many times to the Browns and been in contact with them and talked to him today. I don't know if that's the case. We tried cell phone numbers and their home number we have weren't able to get them. He'll be on with us in a few minutes. We'll see what's happening there. I know that Luke Radowski, InfoWars.com reporter, met with him on Monday, one of the last big interviews he's done. So we'll get Luke on in about 10 minutes with Matt Lepasek and others. But going back to Jack McClam, Jack, when you were gone a few minutes, did you learn anything else or anything going on?
No, brother. Our phones are ringing and ringing and ringing here in the office, and Carol is trying to take care of the calls while I'm on the radio. But nothing new has come in. We just know that we're trying to get people to call their state representatives there and tell them not to allow the feds to do another Waco or Ruby Ridge there. And call the sheriff's office, even though Barbara, the girl I talked to there, the secretary, said she was the only one there, because they're out on this scene, said she was going to take the phone off the hook. But I think we should still continue to try to call.
Yes.
And let them know we're concerned.
Absolutely. In fact, on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, we'll post the phone numbers and continual coverage is all there on the sites. Paul Watson, Steve Watson, Ryan Slickhuis, and Aaron Dykes, they're all working around the clock. Total coverage on this at JonesReport.com. I know Aaron will be here till about 2 in the morning tonight on that. We've got our protest coming up at 7. It's good to have multi-state protests. Call all the Texas media. You ask why? This is where Waco happened. We're protesting, don't have another Waco against, for national attention. Like, we don't want another Waco in Texas. They're protesting. We're shifting the protests we're having for Bilderberg Group over to that. It's very important that everybody call. Don't wait for me to give you the number. Just get New Hampshire information. We've already put out the state. In fact, 2 days ago, we put out the state police numbers, or actually yesterday.
I have the sheriff's number right here.
I think the governor's office is the place, because when they were going to raid the Gray family and had the armored vehicles and the cameras and the people all ready, and we went out there back in 1999, and when all the other patriots were cowardly and didn't go out there, I was in there alone, but of course I'm evil later, they backed off and stopped because the governor told them to stop. And, of course, that was Rick Perry, who just gotten in. He was the proviso governor. I guess that was in 2000 then. And hadn't been elected yet, but that's how long that piece of filth's been in here. But to go ahead, Jack, or go ahead and comment.
Okay,
Butch, go ahead.
I wanted to let you know, I just had Crystal here in the office check the news channels, Fox News, CNN, they just checked them. The headline on those channels is Paris Hilton got out of jail because she got a rash. That's what's in the news on there.
Yeah, that's right. I have the sheriff's number here, Alex. Let me give that out. The sheriff's name is Michael Prozo, P-R-O-Z-Z-O, and he's conveniently out of town, they say, but his number is 603, area code, 863-4200, and I think we ought to just burn the phone line up and tell the sheriff's deputies and anybody there to be out there and keep control.
Okay, stay there, gentlemen. I'm going to put you on hold because we can't bring up three people at the same time. Drew Raines, and now that name rings a bell. I know he's hasn't even co-hosted for you, Jack, if my memory serves me correctly. Drew, exactly who have you talked to? Have you talked to the Browns? Do you know what's going on? Thanks for coming on.
I appreciate the invite, and yeah, you're right. I do stand in for Jack McClam. He's my favorite officer out there.
And I know you just love me to death, too. Now, that's a joke.
The bottom line here is, with all hatred or all animosity against anybody out there, this is a day of problems in America, and we as American people need to stand up. And yes, I did get a phone call 20 minutes before my personal show ended today from somebody with inside the house. and they told me that that they were surrounded and blocked off, and the mainline telephone was dead, and they were calling from the emergency cell phone number that was given to them, or a cell phone that was given to them by a personal friend of mine who is in a militia unit there in Vermont.
Okay, stay there, but I need to understand who is in the house. We'll find out on the other side with Drew Raines. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, women over 40. If you want to look as much as 20 years younger in less than 1 minute, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. There's a brand new cosmetic product that makes wrinkles almost invisible to the naked eye. In fact, the new product allows some women to look so young so fast that it makes them feel like they're cheating. They are, in a way, but it works. By the way, it's also a jealously guarded secret used by professional models. You see, these women often have to look much younger than they really are, or else they lose their jobs. The product uses something like a magician's trick to actually de-age the appearance of human skin, and it's now available to listeners of this station. Want to take years off your appearance and don't want cosmetic surgery or painful injections? There is now a very real chance you can do it with its new cream called Simply Magician's Formula 987. Just go to 987magic.com. That's 987magic.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions. War in Iran? A coming one-world church? In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
Breaking news with Drew Raines. He is a talk show host. I know him. My brain's so scrambled today. I didn't remember who I was on. Drew Raines. I know Drew Raines. Oh, he co-hosts for Jack McClam. He's got his own show. I know Drew from Arkansas. Drew's a great guy. Drew, now I understand why you can't tell us. A militiaman who lives nearby, who you have a cell phone with, part of the coverage. You got a call from him. Again, we can't say who to protect the family because these feds don't play games. What happened this morning? What did you hear?
20 minutes before my show on American Voice Radio Network.
That's fine. What time was this? What time was that?
Central Standard Time, this was approximately 11:44.
Okay, go ahead and tell
us. And the phone call came in, and the person on the other end tells me that, hey, Drew, something's going down here. I got this phone here from a certain person, and I was told to call you and let you know that the house is under attack. We are totally surrounded. There seems to be about, at least from what we can tell, 40 to 50 men outside dressed all in black. Can't even tell if they're sheriffs or U.S. Marshals or what. The next thing I'm told is that there is some shooting going on.
Drew, you put out a lot of good reports in the past. I haven't known you to be a baloney artist, and Jack McClam, you know, respects you and believes you. And I'm going to put a report out on this.
I'm just telling you what I was told. I don't know if it's true. I haven't been able to confirm anything.
No, but this individual, you do know them.
I do know the individual that made the phone call. Yes.
Okay, well, and you know they were in New Hampshire, and like you said, they lived
nearby. I know that this individual was in this house, and he lives within a certain number of miles of this home with a militia group, because I'm in touch with several militia groups around the United States. Now, I don't know if the house is on fire. I don't know if anybody's been shot and killed. I am not there. I'm in Arkansas. Okay? I'm part of an informational freedom network for just like you are, Alex. We're putting the truth out there as we get it.
No, I understand. Okay? I understand. Nobody can second guess that. That's why I'm being specifically clear. But for the article, it is a militia member that you know that has been in the house. He called you and said they were surrounded and that shots were being fired. Anything else, Drew Raines?
No, sir. All I can tell you is that, we need to be praying for America, because I know that these men are not going to go quietly in the night. They are going. I've got personal word from this man. He will die for freedom, and this is freedom.
Now, how many people are in the house? I'm about to go to. Do we have Luke Radowski? Was there on Monday?
I have no idea who all.
Okay, let me bring up Luke Radowski.
I know there were 8 members in this house when he said. I asked him specifically how many people are there. He says there are 8 now. There were 9, but one man hasn't returned. He went out walking a dog and has not returned.
Yeah, and the feds are putting out the story that they grabbed him. But they're not attacking. That sounds just like Waco. But he may be either a patriot or a scoundrel. We're gonna find out. Stay there, Drew. I'm gonna bring Jack McClam and Butch up in a minute. We got some people online. I got to put them on hold and take them off. Let's bring up Luke Radowski, Infowars.com, WeAreChange.org, reporter. He was there Monday in an interview with Ed and Lane Brown. You can see up all over the web on their blog. You name it. It's on Ed and Lane Brown's blog. We got links to that on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com and JonesReport.com. Luke Radowski, what did you see? How many people were in the house 3 days ago?
3 days ago, we had 7 WeAreChange.org members there. I just really want to say really quickly, when we were there Monday, Ed and Elaine Brown were setting up UHF radio systems, radio systems. They were in the process of setting that up. They either set it up or they didn't set it up yet. But if anybody's in the New Hampshire area, listen to UHF radio channels right now, or listen to CB radio channels
right
now.
Did we get the UHF frequencies they're going to be on?
I don't know what frequencies. I know they were setting it up when we were there Monday. They were setting up the radio frequencies when we were there Monday.
For all the ham radio operators, everybody, you get them set up, you start recording on those frequencies. I wish we would have gotten the frequencies.
I don't know the frequencies. Numbers,
I just didn't want to ghoulishly sit on top of this thing and wait for it to happen. It's just unbelievable. Luke, what else happened while you were there? I mean, how many people, separate from We Are Change, how many people were with Ed and Elaine Brown when you were there?
It was Ed and Elaine Brown and one other gentleman. There was only 3 people in the house that we noticed that were in there. And these people are one of the nicest people out there. They are true Americans. They are innocent. They did not do anything guilty. They are not guilty of anything. These are one of the most beautiful, nicest people in the world. The real criminals, they're outside their house right now. And we have to understand that. And I would just get a camera out. We just need video footage of this. I don't know. I'm heartbroken right now. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do, man.
Luke, I know you were going to upstate New York. You just need to saddle up. If you need money, I'll send it to you. Are you ready to saddle up right now and get in a car, not a big RV or something. I'll pay for motel, whatever. I'll wire you money if I have to. Just go, you and the two or three people, get in a car now and put the pedal to the metal.
We're doing it.
Okay, right now.
Right now.
Any other intel from inside the house?
Nothing. These people were the nicest people there. We were there for the whole day just talking to them. We conducted a long interview with them.
What did you think of the person that was with them? Was his name Reno or whatever it is?
I think his name was Reno. I think it was a gentleman from Texas.
What was your vibe?
I don't know what kind of vibe off got him. I can't really say now. I don't know if he was a good person or a bad person, but he was there. I don't know if he was really a close person to them, but he was one of their security guards. He was watching them. He was always watching us also as well.
Uh-huh.
And
now he's disappeared this morning, and they may have grabbed him off the property. It may be a hero. Probably is. We'll see. Luke Radowski, launch, and don't drive recklessly. Hell, if you guys want to jump on an airplane, if you got the cash on you, I'll pay it back. Just get yourself a couple $100 tickets. Go. But you'll need a car once you get there. Go, all right?
I'm getting fire.
Good.
Right,
good job. Okay, we've launched the probe. Good job. What a probe he is. Absolutely the model we need to fight the New World Order. Wow, I told Aaron Russo's called in from America Freedom to Fascism. He's launched his own news gathering network. This is beautiful. It's spontaneously happening everywhere. But first I want to bring up Jack McClam to comment with his friend Drew Raines, his co-host Drew Raines, fill-in host. Jack, my friend, what do you think of all this new intel?
Well, I think Drew is my favorite Marine. He's a hardcore patriot, and if he tells you something, he's going to tell you everything he knows. And I would tend to trust anything he tells you, but then again, he told you that he wasn't there. He's just being told this information, so it's secondhand information. But I just received a call that we would ask our people to pull up Google Earth satellite and hone in on Plainfield, North New Hampshire. And they say that on Google Earth satellite, you can see if there's any fire going on. If there's anything, it's actually the satellite that will show you the pictures right there on the ground in Plainfield.
I don't know. You have to be a premium member, but we'll buy a membership if we have to. I don't know if that's if a satellite's always over that. They've blocked a lot of that out.
That's true. But
we're
going to
find out. We're going to find out right now. We'll check Google Satellite. I know there's Google View and Google Earth, but we'll check that. Drew Raines, anything else that needs to be added?
Hello, Jack.
Hey, brother. How are you doing?
Great, sir. God bless you for all the work you're doing. I want to let you know that the Google satellite photos are 24-hour delay minimum.
Oh,
and,
I see. Okay.
On my network, on American Voice, a former show that I took over, we announced anybody that's in that area to meet up at truck stops and converge there at the at Plainfield on the of New Hampshire and Vermont. And, a mass show of American people coming to the aid of an honest family who believes in freedom and justice.
I agree. Bare minimum, we need tens of thousands of people to converge there right now, peaceably, and to go up and to cover what's happening. And they need to see the same thing that happened at Ruby Ridge. Jack, before we go to Aaron Russo, briefly break down what happened at Ruby Ridge.
Well, I was there, and I saw Randy Weaver's, the hole up underneath his arm. I saw his bride, Vicky, laying up under the table in a pool of blood with her face blown off. And I saw their young adopted son, Harris, laying over there with gangrene in his shoulder. And I wanted to kill Lon Herucci, the FBI sniper, because he took the witness stand and said he'd do it again, that he'd do everything again. And so we do have these killers that they do promote up through the ranks today in law enforcement. That's the sad thing. The guys on the ground usually are not these hardened core killers, but they follow orders. And so I spend 24 hours a day almost, it seems like, 7 days a week, educating our police and soldiers here that they should say no to this kind of tyranny. And we're winning. We're getting more and more on our side all the time. And so the government wants us to do something to start a war right now with them so that they can shut down the Alex Jones show, GCN, and shut down Drew Raines' show and my program and shut down our publication so we cannot convert any more people over to our
side. We're having the greatest,
greatest
harvest of souls and minds and intellects ever.
You're winning.
I mean, even though police think I'm hard on them, sometimes it's the system I'm hard on. Most of them are big supporters of the show right here in Austin. They understand. Listen, police, you work for pure evil. The people running the country, you know it in your gut. You know it in that same sixth sense that Pastor Butch was talking about back when he was in, you know, Cambodia over the line doing secret ops when they knew an attack was coming and he didn't know why he knew. Folks, you know your bosses are evil. You know they're bad. My God, Halliburton and DynCorp publicly run giant child kidnapping rings. They put it in the newspaper and they don't get in any trouble. We're the good guys. You work for the bad guys. And it's just getting worse and worse, and we don't want to fight with you. We know it won't hurt the New World Order for us to fight with you, but we have to defend ourselves. And you keep asking for it. It's just like, you know, in the Rambo movie, First Blood, where he says, you just keep pushing me. And I don't think, I mean, how many police and military, Jack, have you talked to of the millions that are out there that are ready to rock and roll if they keep pushing?
Oh, my gosh, brother. For the last 27 years, I've had soldiers and police officers tell me they want to march on Washington right now. And I've had to tell them, listen, let us awaken more people. Let us have the First Amendment a little longer, because the minute we march on Washington or on New Hampshire there at Plainfield, they're going to put us under martial law and they win, because they will cut us off from awakening more people. There's never been an awakening like this, as you know, Alex, on the face of the earth of God's people.
Let me keep you or bring Butch back up. We're in the closing minutes of the show. I'll be popping in on all the shows with reports if people wish that. On top of all of this, and I'll definitely be on with you tonight, Jack, and I'll definitely be on with you, Butch, tonight. I know you guys want me on with you. I'll be there as I'm here at the office trying to finish Endgame. But right now, going to Aaron Russo, who's in Los Angeles, and we've all been praying for him, battling cancer, but he's here in the fight. Aaron, we've got a few minutes. Well, what's your take on all the things that are happening right now? You know, your film, American Freedom to Fascism, you know, on the front line in the info war, exposing what's happening with this criminal organization.
Well, first of all, I just want to say you're doing a great job. You're a great conductor today, Alex. You're orchestrating this thing beautifully. I just want to say that I think it's very important that everybody remain calm, first of all. I've gotten more phone calls this morning and feel more phone calls from people, you know, passing rumors, spreading this, spreading that. There's a state of hysteria going on. And the reason there's a state of hysteria going on is because we're not organized. And I've been trying to say this, you know, all of a sudden this thing is staring you in the face. Everybody's been looking at this, knowing it's coming down. And then when it happens, everybody's running around like a chicken with the head cut off, not knowing what to do. Aaron, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? And the point is, you can't decide what you can do on the spur of the moment. You have to be organized in advance. You have to know who we got, what we got, who we are.
Well, Aaron, I agree with you, but even the mainstream media isn't sure what's going on. This is the way humans behave, and I agree we need big organized groups.
You're missing my point.
We need lots of loan groups, too.
Maybe I'm not making the point clearly enough. I'm not saying we don't know what's going on in New Hampshire. We understand that we don't know what's going on. Don't block it out as much as possible. But if we're going to react, if people who believe in freedom and the Constitution are going to react and have a sense of being so we can defend ourselves, then you have to have an... You have to have a control. You have to have an organization that works. You have to have an organization that says, okay, we got you in New Hampshire. Get out there now. You have to be like military precision. People have to you have to get together, join on a team, get organized, and have headquarters. So when this stuff comes down, you can deal with it. Otherwise, you're just a bunch of people running around randomly without any organization. And it makes no sense.
I understand, Aaron. I've got a hold just a second here. This is posted on the Edna Lane Brown blog, but we don't know. And again, listener called in and said that Elaine Brown called into the Ed Brown Show and advised that their house is not on fire, and it appears the authorities have backed off or left. And we hope that is the case. But understand, they moved in. They admitted they shut down the roads. For everybody that just joined us, this is in New Hampshire. They admit they came in. They admit that they were doing all this. Hold on, Aaron. I got to finish with this report here, because as this stuff comes out, okay, that's what people are tuned in here as we do the news report. And so what's happening here is that the feds have put out the news on Fox 25 that U.S. Marshals have served a search warrant to seize Brown's dental office, but they admit that they've surrounded the house. So they're doing that to make everybody back off. Now, we don't know what the truth is. We hope they've backed off.
But that's a whole separate argument in and of itself. I'm discussing something different.
No, I understand, Aaron. I'm just doing a new show. I'm here getting the news out to folks. New stuff just came in.
I'm just trying to make a point that the whole point of this is, you know, what they could be doing very simply is doing this, seeing who reacts how, who gets the phone calls, what processes go to work, so they can monitor it, and they know what to do next time.
That's what I said in the first hour, is of course this is a laboratory, but it's a laboratory for us, too, to grow all of the grassroots organizations, the conversion of the asymmetrical warfare of the lone wolf, media, info war, physical, whatever, is the unstoppable. That way there's not one head to cut off, Aaron. Yeah, I mean the government...
I agree with that, but you have to have an organization, and you have to have many heads there. That's the point. If you're not organized... Yeah, you're just a bunch of guys running around. Yeah, hey, Aaron, what are we going to do?
I understand, but I want to be positive here on the air. So Aaron, I appreciate it. I'll talk to you during the break. We're about to go to break here, ladies and gentlemen. We're here on air, ladies and gentlemen, talking about the Ed and Elaine Brown case. And we've heard from many of the co-hosts of the show that Ed and Elaine Brown were doing. We've heard from people in New Hampshire. We have heard from Jack McClam, who called and talked to the sheriff's office. We've heard from Pastor Butch Paul, who has also been giving us reports. We've been covering the news here. We're going to come back in the final segment, and everybody needs to converge there peacefully to cover this as a show of support. Also tonight, 7 o'clock, Texas Governor's Mansion, right off 11th Street, right by the Capitol. I'm going to be there 7 to 8, 1 hour, saying no more Wacos. Believe me, call the press, tell them to be there. That's the type of news the feds won't want to see, is multi-state, far-away demonstrations happening. We'll see at the Governor's Mansion, also protesting his Bilderberg group moves. We'll come back with final comments from Aaron Russo, Jack McClam, Pastor Butch. Stay with me.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
And this is dedicated to Ed and Lane Brown, this song right now. Just going to play a minute or so more, go back to our guest.
Field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mold boys raised on shotguns. We say grace, we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn.
All right, final segment. Continual coverage throughout the day on Genesis Continual streams at InfoWars.com, and I'll be on with Jack tonight. I'll be on with Pastor Butch tonight. We've got the governor's number here for you. Call it right now. This is Government John. What's his name? I was scribbling it down so fast, Butch.
John Lynch, and the phone number is 603-271-2121. That's 603-271-2121. His fax number is 7680.
Same first
same,
number.
Same
1-603-271-2121 or 7680 at the end. Closing comments. You got 45 seconds. Then Jack McClam.
All I can say is, folks, I hope that the news is true. I hope they back down. But be as amazing. We must unite. We must organize. It's time. We cannot wait another week, another month. We must organize now and decide that we're willing to die for the cause. And no more mamby-pambying. Let's do something about this. And
PrisonPlanet.com and JonesReport.com are the two sites that I'm going to have 24-hour-a-day coverage on this today. Again, PrisonPlanet.com and JonesReport.com right now. Those are my two sites that have the most coverage on this. Thank you, Butch. And I'm going to join you via ISDN tonight. Okay.
See you tonight. Okay.
Fantastic. Help you bring in the reports. Jack McClam, you've got the final word here.
Okay, brother. Thank you for coming on with me tonight. We really need to hit this hard. And I just want to say I missed you, Aaron Russo. We haven't talked to each other in years. I remember when you kissed me on the cheek there at the Preparedness Expo. I want to talk to you, brother. Give me a call, would you? And listen, we're praying for you all the time for your cancer.
Absolutely. Aaron is going to, if he feels good, I'm going to have him on tomorrow. He's now gone, so he can fully flesh out what he was trying to say there with me, hyperventilating. So much is happening, Jack. Number one, we need to pray for the Browns right now. Number two, I think it's safe, Jack, to at least send people there to show numbers. We should do that, right?
I've been involved in this business a long time, and if you send them in there nonviolently, tell them to watch for the undercover guys coming in to shoot the police officers from their crowds, and they jump on them, and they take their guns away from them if they try to cause violence, because that's what they'll try to do.
Absolutely. We know they love it. Yeah. Jack, we'll have you back on tomorrow as this develops. Thank you so much, my friend.
Okay, God bless you, Alex.
Good. We'll have links to their shows tonight so you can hear when I'm on there with them. And no doubt I'll probably be on Coast to Coast tonight. Who knows? They'll probably call. I was on there last night. as we continue to cover the really important news, the things that really matter. Pray for Ed and Lane Brown right now, and pray for Luke Radowski going into the sector.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.